Paroi, Boy has the last three makis of the Seder of the Makis. In Sfarim right, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is 345. Emerson says in last parasha, the Avistu was Nizgalu with Kael Shakai. Kael Shakai is also 345. Chazak is 345. Thus is Moshe. Paroi is 355. Paroi is 10 more than Moshe. Paroi in Zohar state is Kain. By Yosem Hashem, the Kain Ois. What was the Ois? The Yud. The Ois Yud. That was the 10 that he has more than Moshe. And he gets 10 makis. 10 makis clap Paroi back down to the Mispar of Moshe. That's the Seder of the Esra Makis. But we're holding in Makis Arve. And Be'emet, it doesn't say in the Torah that the Eivishter told Moshe that it's going to be the Mark of Arve. Moshe understood that it's going to be Arve. So the Rishonim asked, what's the Pshat? So the Daskenim Bali Toysa says, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it has to start with an aleph, because he knew the tzachadash be'achav. So he already knew that it's going to be with an aleph. And the Rosh adds that he darshan the gzeirah shava. There's the gzeirah shava that it says laman tistaper, and in Sefer Yoyel by the mark of the arab over there it says tistaperu. So he made a gzeirah shava saper saperu. Plus the two, he knew that it's with an aleph. The Chassam Sofer writes that the emes is the Eibush Tataka left it for Moshe to understand based on this. There is Shava, but he left him to understand. He came to the conclusion by himself. So it's interesting. The Sforum will write about the fact that the Eser Makois are Keneged the Aseres Hadibrois, there's entire about that, and also Keneged the Asorah Mamorish Nibro Oilam. And Harboi is Meduber on the what Makis compared to which Dibro. The pastus is that it goes backwards, that Makat Bechoirois is Keneged Bereshis. Bereshis Nami Maimaru, the Etzem Yesh Me'ayin of Bereshis is the Makas Bechoiris, which would turn out Gevaldik, that Makas Choshech is Vayihi Or, and there's a Seder Advar, but Lav Davka that the ten are parallel in the right order, and there's a lot of Torah about it. But according to some of the Mepharshim, Arbe is from Tache Ha'aretz Deshe. Now Tache Ha'aretz Deshe, Chazal Rashi brings in Bereshis, the Deshe itself learned up a limud how it's supposed to come out. They Lomdu Me'atzmo. So that's parallel that Moshe Rabbeinu also, by the Arbe, was Lomad Me'atzmoy. Now it's interesting, by the Mark of Arbe, it says that the Eibushter made a Ruach Kodim, Kol Hayom Ahu V'Kol Halayla, but on the end of the Makkah, when Hashem takes it away, by the Siluk Arbe, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Vayapek Hashem Ruach Yom Chazok Ma'oy. It was a much starker Ruach to take it away. What's the Pshat? So one Pshat I saw, because to bring the Arba, it was blowing the whole night. It slowly brought them, but at the end, when it's taking them away in one shot, it needs Ruach Chozok Ma'oi. Rav Zalman Sirotkin of Mayim HaTorah, he writes, because in the beginning they weren't so heavy, but then they were there for the whole week. It was a good ke'esen, so it was much heavier. You needed a starker wind. Nochde too, it says that there were also the Arba that was dead, that the Yitzrim had even pickled and that they had misadded for themselves. And it says in the Medrash that the Levitical ones went into the jars and took the Toita ones. So first of all, Chai Noisi Asafim, the Toita ones not, but more. Each one is slapping on the back. It's a Kefaret, a starker Ruach. The Mark of Choshech, Rashi asks, V'lo Mehevi Aleim Choshech? He didn't ask by all the other Markets. V'lo Mehevi Aleim Da'am? About it, the Medrash discusses various reasons how the process of the Ten Markets represents different things of Tachsisei Milchama. But what Zavk over here, Rashi tells, Lo Mehevi Aleim Choshech. So the pshat is because Rashi was bothered. The purpose of the Makkah was also, partially at least, that the Mitzrayim should see and learn a limud. Avada, we have to realize, let's talk about some of the Mimaz, but the union of the Eser Makkah is for Klal Yisrael to see Yad Hashem and also for the Mitzrayim to learn their lesson. Harei Hagiva Atzmacha. If the Eberster already comes the time to take Klal Yisrael out, what is he keeping them there for another full year, going through a whole process of Makkah? Take them out already. Take them out right away. What if he handling the person, Achman son, a marshal, he sees that his son was not run over by a car. And his mamash is a shvera matzah. So the first thing, get him to the hospital. No, he starts handling with the guy from the car. He's going to punish him. He's going to sue him. You don't deal with that now. Again, first take care. Get them their rights. The Torah says these Eser Makis is not stameh attempts to take care. It's a matorah kishal atzmam. It's toirahi. It's to get to a limud. And the Mitzrayim also have to learn. Of the Mitzrayim don't see anything by the Choshech over here. So Frek Rashi, Lo Mehevi Aleim Choshech. What's they from the Choshech? What's their limud? So Rashi, two terutzim. Either it was to be Koyver the Rishoyim, Or that the Yidden should be able to look for the oitzrus of the Mitzriim to know when they go out at the end to know where to take it from. That's the two terutzim Rashi says. So I still brought down, why does Rashi need two terutzim? So the Chanukah Satorah writes, he says, the Medrash says that the Eibush to ask the Pamal Yisrael Malah should he bring the Mark of Choshech. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when Bedvin, if Kulam Oimrim Lachav, then you don't. You have to have Chelet Oimrim Zakai, and Roiv says Chayiv, and then you Machayiv. Over Kulam Oimrim Lachayva, so then a Bedvin should Kulam Oimrim Lachayva not. Now here it says, Onu Kulam, that you should give the Mark of Choshech. So why did he give the Mark of Choshech? Teretz is this, that onu kulam, you give them, you don't do it, is if they all had a unanimous same reason also. Then you say something shmetzik nishtot. The ganze bezdin was all machlet zamen, and for the same reason, something's missing, we take it away. So Zachrash says, there was two reasons over here. So even though onu kulam, that you should give the mark of choshech, but it is two different times, so it's able to do it. So Rashi brings these two pshat in for the mark of choshech. And I still brought down, we talked last week about when the markas were working out, if it was for a full year, if it was only from Rosh Hashanah, from Pesach. But the Paschus, the Mark of Choshech, was from Zion Nisan until Yud Gimel Nisan. And all the Markus was supposed to be for 7 days. Of course, Markus Bechiris was only for a second, or not even. It could be that some Rosh Hashanah, Dever, also Dever didn't have to take time. Dever was also, was just in split second. But Choshech was supposed to be 7 days. Say here was only for 6 days. So the pshat is there was no choshech on Shabbos, because the whole reason of the choshech is that they shouldn't see the Mitzrayim, shouldn't see the Yidden doing the Kura. 80%, 4/5, the Chamushim, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael was Nifter, and they didn't want the Mitzrayim to see it. But on Shabbos you're not koyver anyway, so there was no necessity for Shabbos. Yud Nisan was Shabbos Hagadol. On Yud Nisan there was no mark of choshech, and that's why it was a big nes of Shabbos Hagadol, because the big nace was that they took the Shefzlach of the Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim didn't stop them. But if it was the middle of the Mark of Choshech, it's Hotnish. The Heretz says, no, there was no Mark of Choshech then. Because the Mark of Choshech can spread, and better make a Mark of Choshech so they shouldn't see that the Yidden are taking the Shefzlach. But that's not what it said. It says there was Mark of Choshech, they shouldn't see the Yidden doing the Kavura. Okay, the Shabbos Agadol, that they did see the Yidden taking the Shefzlach. And they didn't share. So the Mark of Choshech was for a period of 7 days, but it was only for 6 days. Because it didn't include Shabbos, which that year Shabbos was on Yud Nisan. There's a vada big sugi that this mark of Choshech avad is a mitzias. It's not stam. There's a big machloikis whether Choshech v'derech klal is a bria, or is it only head or or. It's a sugi arucha. We won't go into this time. Over when it says in the bria sa'ilim that there was Choshech and or, is Choshech a mitzias of Choshech. Over here avad though, even if you learn that by the bria, Choshech just means a header of or. Avad over here, the Maka of Choshech was a Metzias of Choshech. It's interesting, the Yerushalmi's Mavur, that the purpose of Choshech by the Bria, Bria's Oilam, when it's Choshech, if it's Taka not just Eder or, if it's Taka Choshech, what's the Teilus of creating Choshech? What's the after Abish the Machin Choshech? Just take away the Or, and it will be dark. By Choshech, light shines better. By the Choshech of Bria's Oilam. The Yerushalmi brings, there were people in a cave, they didn't know if it was day or night, so they lit a candle. When the light shined brighter, they knew it was Laila. Because by Laila, there's Choshech. During the day, it was dark, because there was no Or. But by night, it was Choshech. How did the Choshech get into the cave? Why not? It doesn't come from the sun. The Choshech was in the cave. And therefore, so the light shined brighter. But over here, by Choshech, of the mark of Choshech, Fakir, it's a Metzias of Choshech, by Yomesh Choshech, but it was a Metzias that made it darker, not, or harder, to see the Or. The Torah Tamima writes that it was a Metzias that their eyelids got very thick. It says it was mamash thick, the Choshech. Uvi Adinor. He says it was a Metzias on their eyes. It's a Chiddush Gadol. That on the eyelids of the Mitzrayim was a very extreme cataract situation. They don't say it was the mark of Choshech. It's not a Chiddush. Makis Bechoyris Vayihi Bachasi Alaylas Yedua, the Shiloh of the Priskarov. There is no Bachatzois. Bachatzois is exactly in the middle. There's two halves of the night. The first half of the night and the second half of the night. There's no time in the middle. You break the night into half. So when was Machis Bechoyris? So he said, death also doesn't take time. The first half of the night they were alive. And the second half of the night they were dead. That's what it means. Bachatzois. The first half they were alive, the second half they were dead. I heard once a chiddush from Rav Yochanan Zweig Shlita, he's a Rav and a Rosh Hashiva in Miami. He said a very interesting pshat in Makas Bechoris. He said, Avad, it could be, it took time, they were choking. There's a medrash like that, we'll see that they were talking choking and it took time till they died. But it says it happened Bachatzois. He says, yeah, it happened Bachatzois. He gave a marshal. The Gemara says that Oren Eini Min Amida. The Oren didn't take up time. It didn't take up place. The Oren was in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the Oren has needed it. It's an arm and a half, like 2 amas, yeah, two and a half, it has a side. But it didn't take up any space. What does that mean it didn't take up any space? It was in the Kodesh Kadoshim. If someone would take a measuring stick and measure from the wall to the Oren, Kodesh Kadoshim is 10 amas long, 5 amas. Goes to the other end of the Oren, measures it, 5 amas. You measure the Oren, an arm and a half. Doesn't add up to 11 and a half. Ain't min amida. It was lamala min ha-mokin. Wasn't typhus mokin. So the Rabbanish line by the Mark of Marcus Bechoyrus was telling Abed that he's lamala min ha-zman. Marcus Bechoyrus, there was 6 hours, full half of a night, till it started. And then the Mark, we'll use the words, took time. But then when the Mark was over, there was another half of the night. It took place in middle of the night. It was lamala min ha-zman. It took place b'chatzos. So under Mahalas and the Briskerot. This Rav says it took no time. But the pshat is because death was also not a zakh. The first half they were alive, the second half they were dead. He said a mahalach, there was a middle. But the middle wasn't taking off part, not of the first half of the night, and not of the second half of the night. Now we know that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell Paroi b'chatzos. The Rabbeinu Shloilem told him b'chatzos. But he told Paroi k'chatzos. And Chazal say, because he didn't want Paroi to say Moshe Badoi, because it's going to come a minute later. For that 1 minute, Paroi is going to say Moshe Badoi. Later the Makkah comes. Sushpe, Paroi is already going to say Badoi, that he was Bodom Yiliboi, that it wasn't Bachatzois. He said Kachatzois. There's a pshat from the Maril Diskin. You know, time, every place, it's not the same time. There's time zones, and time zones, the way they work it out with time zones, but the Emes is, it's not even the same time as it is in this end of the room, as it is in that end of the room. It's a different time. And that's why it says, the Rabbi Yishlan did the mark of Bachatzois. That's why it was the Avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim. It was like a wave. Because it started from the border of Mitzrayim, and has slowly dipped up to the trillionth of a billionth of a continue of Bachatzois, as it was passing through. It was like a wave. So, in Paris Palace, when it started the mark by the border, it was Kachatzois. Because it was Avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim, as it was being over Be'eretz Mitzrayim like a gal, so it was Kachatzois. Paroi wasn't living by the granite, it was Kachatzois Klafei Paroi. But her wants a different shot. The reason Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi Kachatzois, them is, what's it so wichtig? Bachatzois, Kachatzois, what's the Nakuda? It's Kavan, I can fare Lechamaka, they killed all the Bechayrim. The Nakuda is like this. We said already, the purpose of the Makis on one hand is to teach Klal Yisrael about Yad Hashem, Yad Hashgoch Hashem, and that the Mitzrayim should understand that. And it's a chelik of Mitzriya, but it's a limud bifnei atzma. Another factor in Makis Bechoris, besides being the 10th Makkah, there's a lot of rise to this. Something very important happened to Klal Yisrael, Bachatzois. By that Nekuda, that Rebbe Kamemri, even less, of time, was a transition in Klal Yisrael status. About it, Matan Torah, this Yom Tov, there's different things that happened to Klal Yisrael. Over something happened by that Bachatzois. And Vibaldi in Klal Yisrael was Shitufim in the Memtes Shari Tumah, and they have to have a Medaleg Elehorim, a complete jump. Afterwards, they're going to have 49 days, a process to do it slowly, but right now there's a jump, Yisra'ua de la'ela, to completely jump out of that Madrega and transit back into Kedoshim. That has to happen without time. If it's a process that takes even a few seconds, there's going to be klein, there's going to be a taroivus, it's going to be a mishtach of mitzrishkeit and yiddishkeit. It had to be very fine lined cut. The first half of the night they were still in Mitzrayim, Shetufei, Memtesh, Ari Tumah. And then, Bachatzois! Now is the transition of Klal Yisrael. That's a very wichtig nekuda to Klal Yisrael. There shouldn't be even 1 second of a mishtach, of a klein. For the Mitzrayim though, Makis Pachoris is just the 10th Makis. Zolzayin was at 1159 or 1201. Kachatzois is always good. For Klal Yisrael, as far as the Bachatzois of a Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Paroi, for the Makashaboy, you can tell Paroi Kachatzois is always good. It's nish azoy vichti. for Klal Yisrael, it was important that the Leida of Klal Yisrael, Pesach is, and by Makis Mechoris is the Leida of Klal Yisrael. Every year, Chayiv Odom, Lirois, Laharis, Atzmek, Ilu Yotzani Mitzrayim, we go through the Leila Seder. You have to know a very important, opportune time in the Leila Seder is Taka the Rega of Chatzois. Everyone's busy finishing the Afikoinen. It should be Bechipozoin. Right, the Chasam Sofer writes, it says the Klai, so Pesach Mitzrayim was Bechipozoin. The Doyer is not Bechipozoin. Oh, but the Chasam Sofer says it's always Bechipozoin. Because every year in Klai, so they pierced the Yadim Mishpocha, that at the end it has to be Bechipozoin. That Farang Chaf and Rabbi Lezim and Azarius Chatzois. We're Makayim Bechipozoin. But something very important happens every year at that rega of Chatzois. It was Klal Yisrael's rega of change. And that's why for Klal Yisrael it was written to be Bachat. The beautiful Diyak from the Meshech Chochmah, the Pasuk says by the Dinam of Korban Pesach, Al Toichmu Mimenu No, V'loy Seisiru Mimenu Ad Boiker. In that same Pasuk it says the law of not eating it half cooked, No, and not doing Noiser. So the Meshech Chochmah is Medai, by the first Isser of No, it says Al. Al is a Shvacha Reloshim. Loi is a more stark lotion. The lav of Noah is talking to Klal Yisrael before Chatzos, not to eat it during the night before Chatzos, not to eat it mevush, not mevush, no, not sleep, not totally roasted. The lav of Noah is after Chatzos. Then you're talking to Klal Yisrael on a different darg. Al is like bebakosha, bakosha, al taichu menu no. The loi soisiru mimenu ad boicher. The shinoi is because the lav of Noah retzich akoidim Chatzos. The lav of mevush, the lav of Noisor is ready to a Klal Yisrael already, no Chatzos. And by that rega of Bachatzos is when Klal Yisrael was switched over. And specifically the Bechorim of Klal Yisrael were niskadish, because the Emes, the Mashchis came, and the Mashchis wanted to kill, is not Madchin vein Mitzri LeYehudi, and the Eibishter, by being Makadish to Bechorim, was what gave the Ratzol. It's not Grada. The Nakuda, as I say in Tzfuna, other Rishayim, the Nakuda that they became Kaddish is what was their Siva for the Hatzol. It's interesting, there's a Maisa with Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to know why Pidyon HaBen, which has to do with the Indian of Bechor, is dafka by a Bechor min ho'ein, pet rechem. Makis Bechoris, the Mitzrayim, it mavur that Tzai Bechor min ha'av and Tzai Bechor min ha'ein was killed. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has a pupil. He says like this, he says, Bechor me'av, only the Rabbi Nishlam could know if a person is taka Bechor me'av. Even the Mashchet can't know. A Bechor Me'im, you know, it was the pet the rechem of the mother. So when Avada, the Makas Bechoris, comes now to kill the Bechorim Mitzrayim, inside the Bechorim Me'av, inside the Bechorim Me'im, the Bechorim Me'av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had to come do. And if the Bechor Me'av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came to do, so then there's no Soirich to be Mavchen, it's called the Eberstein knows what's the Mitzrayim and what's the Yisrael, and you didn't need that to do just before. The Bechor Me'im was the Mashchis. And the Mashchas is not Mabchin, that's when it has to be the Inyan of the Pidyon HaBen is Dafka by Bechor Min Ha'ein. On the other hand though, we have a concept of Tainus Bechorim, it's Shiloh, whether it's also by Bechor Min Ha'av or even by Bechor Min Ha'ein. There are those that say even by a Godel Babayis, because it says Ki'ein Bayis Asha'ein Shemesh, that if there is no Bechor, a Godel Shebabayis was killed. Maybe a Godel Shebabayis should also have to fast. You have to know the Gedorin Lagabe Times Bechorim. In Mesechtes Smochis, one of the Mesechtes Ketanis is Mesechtes Smochis. If you open up in the back of an Gemara Avodah Zarah, you have the Mesechtes Ketanis. I think in the fancy eyes of Hadar it's still there. Maybe they put it somewhere else. I don't know. But in Mesechtes Smochis, Mesechtes Smochis starts off with a Braisa. You know, it goes like every other Mesechtes Ketanis. It has Prokim and Mishnayis or Braisas, whatever you want to call them. Mesechta Smok starts with a Hakdom of an Agarata. You never saw it in any other Mesechta. Like before the first parak with the first Braisa, there's a Keta of Agarata. It's part of Mesechta Smok. It's far there is the parak. And the Mesechta Smok in that Hakdom starts off like this. It asks a Stira. On one hand, it says in the Pasik, Vayihi Bachatzi Alayla, Vahashem Hiko Kol Bachar Beres Mitzrayim. And on the other hand, it says, Kili Kol Bachar Biyoin Hakoyisi Kol B'chor Beret Mitzrayim. So there's a stira over here by our parsha. It says by Hiba Chafi Alayu the Makis B'chayrus took place at night. On the other hand, it says Kili Kol B'chor Biyoin Hakoyisi Kol B'chor Beret Mitzrayim. It's mashma. It was by the day. A stira. Zok the Braisa. It's a medrash actually from later on. Amar Rav Yochanan. even though the Eibishter was makir them by chatzois, or b'hoyin napsha mitparperes behem ad haboker, they were choking and krechting and dying, and it took a whole 6 hours, and they finally only died by the day, and that's why it says b'yoyin b'koisi kol b'chor. Even though the hakor happened by night, over the mice they didn't die until the morning. Now what's this doing there in the Masechta Smachah? So in the first one they're on the side already, they explain the first braisa in the Masechta Smachah starts off with a halacha, goisis hareyu kechai l'chol davar. A goisis has a vidin of a chai. So they say this is the pshat. You know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it asks when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koiver Moshe Rabbeinu, how was he toivel himself afterwards? Was he toivel himself b'mayim or b'esh? As I clear the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says the Eibishter was a kohen. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Hamas, the Eibishter is a kohen, because it says v'yichuli truma, so he's a kohen. So how was he toivel himself afterwards? And the Gemara has a shakla v'tari. Was he toivel b'mayim or b'esh? Fret toisis over there in Sanhedrin. How was the Rabbanu Shalom b'chalal matamet to Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Teretz is it's kroyv. Bonin lo amokom. Matamet le kroyv. But how is he matamet here by Marcus b'chayus? It's not. The Teretz is, he gave them a hakor, but they didn't die right away. Yeah, but it says that they were mamash goisusing right away. Yeah, but goisus harei ukechai l'chol dover. Goisus is not matamet. That's the hakdama to the first halacha in the Masechta Smachos. A goisus harei ukechai l'chol dover. And therefore, even though the hakor was at chatzois, but they didn't end up dying until the next morning. This has halachic significance. There's a big shayla on the achroyim, the Yehuda, some sofer, Rabbi Yankov Emden, the Marsham, a big tumult, and a lot of the gedolei apoiskim. Opinion haben has to be done davke by day, or could even be done by night. So on one hand they say Makis Bechiris was by night, and so therefore opinion haben is because of Makis Bechiris. Avad is passes that it could be by night. Bechlal, it's a shayla. Opinion haben, is it after 30 days or after 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakha? But whenever it comes though, can you do it at night? Or you do it only by the day? So on the other they say back, no, Makas Bechiris ended up happening in the day. Biyoin Mikoisi Kol Bechor. The Eretz Mitzrayim. Another interesting shayla that comes up from this shmuz is like this. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in the Shara Tshuva. He brings the Tshuva Shvas Yankov. That's an interesting shayla. We know that a father who has a son of Bechor has to fast times Bechor. So he wants to know, what if a father has his first child, this Bechor, is born on Leil Bedikas Chametz? On Leil Bedikas Chametz? After Chatzos. Does he have to fast the next morning? The next morning is going to be Erev Pesach. And his Ben Bechor, when the father has to fast for his son, the Bechor, does that year, the next year, Avada, but that year, when his son is born, Leil Bedikas Chametz, after Chatzos, does he have to fast Tainus Bechor for the son? For that son. So the Shas Yankov says it depends. I got a little sticky of a tush though, because he says like this. Makas Bechor is Yesh Lachor. It says that by Chatzos exactly, Hashem killed all the Bechor. What about a baby Bechor that was born after Chatzos that night? 3 o'clock in the morning was born a Bechor in Mitzrayim. Did Makas Bechor kill that Bechor? Or it only killed whoever was there already but was born by Chatzos? Now he's making a tushta here to the night before by Leil Bedikas Chametz, not Leil Pesach, Leil Tezvot. He holds it a tushta. If you hold that by Makas Bechoris, a baby Bechor that was born at 3 o'clock in the morning was killed, so then such a father should also have to fast Tainus Bechorim for a son that was born Leil Bedikas Chametz after Chatzos. But if you hold that no, Makas Bechoris was only by Chatzos, whoever was there was there, whoever didn't make it, or did make it actually, so then, no. So he says he has a raya, because it says there's a stira. The Masechta Smachos says there's a stira. On one hand it says, Biyoyim Mikoisi Kol Bechor. And on the other it says, Vayibach Hatzi Alayla. So the Masechta Smachos answers, no, it means they were goisting for a few hours. It says, why do you have to come on to that? Just say that Biyoyim Mikoisi Kol Bechor means all the Bechorim that were born after Chatzos. They were killed by the day. That's the Frege state, Biyoyim Mikoisi Kol Bechor Beres Mitzrayim. Yeah, Kol Bechor, all those 20, 30, or a few hundred, whatever, that were born after Chatzos. All the other ones were dead already. Those are the ones that are Kol Bechor Beres Mitzrayim. Why didn't the Masechta Smachos say that, Teres? Zok says, Gipruf in Shulchan Aruch in the Shara Tshuva. That because must be such a Bechor didn't die. Right? But like, such a father shouldn't have to fast for his son, the Bechor. We know that the Esther Makis Gemara says, the Pasuk says, by the Makkah of Kinim, et be'elikimi, that it was an etzba, and then by Makkah's Bechairis, by Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Vayar Yisrael Asayyada Gedoylo, so Chazal and Val, that by Kriyas Yamsuf was 5 times more than by the Makkah itself. And we know it's brought down in the Haggadah, the Braisa, but we say it in Leila Seder, there's a three of Machloikas Tanoim. Rabbi Yosef Aglivi says that there was 10 Makkahs in Mitzrayim, and therefore 50 on the Yam. Rabbi Lezer says there was 40 in Mitzrayim, because he darshan the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yishlach Bom Charoina Apay Ever Vazam, and therefore there was 40 in Mitzrayim, 200 on the Yam. Rabbi Kiva says there was 50 in Mitzrayim, he darshan an extra word in the Pasuk there, 50 in Mitzrayim, 250 in the Yam. And the Sfasemis writes something very interesting, that if you add up all three Shittas, 10 and 50, plus 40 and 200, plus 50 and 250, plus 10 makas. Sound. Plus the tachadash b'achav is tariyak. And he explains that the same way, we mentioned it before, that the Esther makas, we said are parallel to the Aser mamoris nebroilum, but it's also parallel to the Aser sadibrois. The same with the Aser sadibris, inside the Aser sadibris, much more than that is the tariyag mitzvahs. Also in the Esther makas, lick the ganze tariyag, a ganze tariyag from makas. Now it's interesting, it says that by the Makkah it was Etzfa, and then by the Yama it was Yad. The Sassem is also right. La'osid Lavi, we say by Shvay Chamos, when we go out, we say Zeh Hashem Kivinu Loi. The same way we understand that then, whatever it means, as a Moshel, but there was an Etzfa, and then later it was a Yad. La'osid Lavi, it's going to be Ki'ilu Molei Kaimosoi. If you understand that, can accept the Moshel of an Etzfa and a Yad, it will be then even much more Molei Kaimosoi of a person. That's how much more it will be. Yeah, there's also other sugyas over here, a little bit. The Gomani have all the sugyas of Korban Pesach. Touch one or two. One. Vas Meken. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, that a katan that became bar mitzvah after Pesach, but avada by Pesach Rishon, as a katan, he partook of a Korban Pesach, he was part of a chabura, he doesn't have to bring a Pesach sheni. And already the Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Kurkis and then all the Nois Dikelim and the Mepharshim still on the Rambam. But he wasn't a god, he wasn't bar mitzvah. He was a katan. And this is, of course, the base for any bar mitzvah shetel that takes place for any bachur that's bar mitzvah in that time of the year. And of course, it right away gets shtel tzu to the famous shayla about Sfiras Ha'omer. If the katan was cipher Sfiras Ha'omer as a katan for the first few days, and then he became a gadol of bar mitzvah, but it's also in the Ge'eh Hilgabi Petach. But what they ask is, and there's a lot of term in the Achroinim, one Mahalach, the Chaim goes like that, Benison Sefer, that it's a Bezunder Rebar here in Korban Pesach. He says a big Yisoy, that Korban Pesach, even though the Kotlin wasn't Mechuyiv, but since there's a Din of Stella Beis Ovis, he had a Din Korban Pesach, and he was Yotze the Din Korban Pesach, and therefore it's not a Tzushtel to other places. But a lot of the Gedolei Achroinim say a much more breakthrough topic about whether when someone does something as a Chiyiv Derabbanon, could he be Maitzi himself Klapi Chiyiv Deraisa? The Mechaz Chinuch talks about this in many places. And again, it's Negei a cotton that ate Pesach Rishon, it's Negei Sfiras Ha'omer. The classic dogma that they bring, that the Menachas Chinuch, the Magen Avraham brings this also, talk about the Shaila, is that the Mardche in Megillah brings from Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivin a person that makes Kiddush on early Shabbos, and he was Makabel Shabbos in a matzah that he's only Mechuyiv in Kabbalah Shabbos of Amidera Rabbanon, and he makes Kiddush, does not have to make Kiddush again when it comes Vaday Laila. Because the kiddush that he made as a derabbanon could already be moitzi him as a deraisa. But then the Menachas Chinuch goes on. I mean, this is negay. Even let's say Leila Seder, if a person, a kid, becomes bar mitzvah that night, and let's say he didn't bring Bay Cyrus yet, he ate matzah, and then he brings Bay Cyrus afterwards, or cotton that becomes bar mitzvah, boy be going on Rosh Hashanah. If he heard shayfer in the morning, and he didn't bring Bay Cyrus in the afternoon, he was maybe Bay Cyrus. Or bechlal, at some place can you become bar mitzvah on the hour? It's me'es le'es from when you were born. So a katan that was born late in the afternoon on Rosh Hashanah should hear that year of his bar mitzvah, that could be his bar mitzvah, for example, he should have to hear shofar late in the day, because that's when he became gadol. Oidil manat, because you already yoytza what you did as a derabbanim. So again, the Rambam is the Gabi Karban Pesach we're starting with, but there's a big shaila whether it's taka avart in Karban Pesach or it becomes a more greater inyan. There's an inyan, a sugim sochin. The Bnei B'Seira, the Gemara says, they didn't know if Karban Pesach is Zoyche Shabbos. They didn't know. It became one year that Yudalav Nisan was on Shabbos. And about that we know, Yudalav Nisan, that's Halva Shabbos. Yimakrav, Yinushoyche, the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. V'moya doy, afilu b'Shabbos. And they didn't know. And they didn't know, and they came to ask, and they didn't know. They were the G'dayli Ador, and they didn't know. And finally, Hillel came and explained to them, no, about that, v'moya doy, to meet them is Zoyche Shabbos, Pesach is also Zoyche Shabbos, and he was Mechadashit, and the Bnei B'Seira Taka resigned. And they gave Hillel the Nesias because they said, we didn't know, you knew. And the Yerushalmi in Pesachim asks, how could it be that they didn't know? Haloi I efshar lebeis shavuos shelo yochol yudalet b'shabbos. Haloi I efshar lebeis shavuos shelo yochol yudalet b'shabbos. And the Machlokes in the first, what does that mean? One shot is it means, shavua means a shemitah, a cycle of shemitah. And he says two cycles of Shemitah every 14 years. At least once in 14 years this thing happens. So how could they not have known? It can't happen, and it happens at least not less common than once in two Shemitahs, two Shavuos. How could they not remember what happened? Another version to the Yishami is that it's asking, they had 2 weeks warning. If they weren't sure if it's Doicha, they should have been Ma'abra the Shono or Moisef an extra day of Rosh Chodesh. They work it out, work out the calendar. It shouldn't come out on the Shabbat. They have two Shavuos. They have 2 weeks warning to work it out. On either version, that's the Yerushalmi's Lashon, V'haloi Ika Beis Shavuos. The teretz is that because they leaped in Gedula Lehillel, meaning the Yerushalmi's Mashal was a nix, that the Bnei B'Seir forgot the Halacha, and it was an order for the Rabbi Yishlam to work out that Hillel should taka b'zoicha to become the Nasi. Ela could they leap in Gedula Lehillel. But it's interesting that according to Avakasha, how could these Bnei B'Seir not know that Pesach is Zoicha Shabbos? First of all, if you work out the days, the year that they came into Gilgal, into Eretz Yisrael, it was on a Shabbos. The Pesach that they were makrav in the Midbar the first year, if you work the Cheshbon out, was on a Shabbos. How could they not know it? That's from Chazal. How could they not have known that? So this Tulpulim of the Achroinim, that maybe they thought that maybe in the Midbar they did it, merely not Tzantoy for Shabbos, but in the Midbar they did it with a Shechita of a Kotan Oymer Al Gabav, with Shnaim She'osu, in various leifanim, careful now that midrabbanon you're not able to do anymore, it's not kosher. But maybe in the times of the midbar, it was before that takana. So that's what their mistake was. They thought that maybe when there was Pesach midbar, was Noach Shabbos, it was because of the fact that there was a patent over there that doesn't apply anymore. And I saw there's a lot of Torah in Achronim. I wanted to say maybe it's a pilpul. On the Kuda Wokeh Ipshad and the Bnei B'Seira, if it's Mefurish that Avada, the Pesach in the Midbar was Chal on Yudalit Shechal B'Shabbos, and that they knew, what was their suffix now? So I was thinking like this. We know that Toysis and Pesachim, that Gimel brings the Yisoy, that someone that doesn't have Karka is not Chayiv in Karban Pesach. It's a Shvera Toysis. But as I said, Toysis over there is going on the famous story of Rabbi Yehuda ben B'Seira, that the Goy, told him that it says Kol Benechal Yoichel Boy, and I cheated them and I ate from the Karban Pesach, and he was shepherding Rabbi Yehuda ben B'Seira. You see, I came there and I ate from Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben B'Seira told him, they knew that you were a goy, and Faker, he tricked him. He said, a goy is only not allowed to eat from the alya. Next year, go ask for the alya. Of course, he was cheating him because the alya is lagavoya salsh. So the next year, the goy came and he asked for the alya. They chapped, he's a goy, and the Baal Techapit is a goy. They killed him. Why did they kill him? There's also a big shmuz. Why did they kill him? What did he do? What did they kill him for? So some Rishayim learned, he was over the lav of Kol Ben Necher Lo Yoichel Boy. That's a lav on the goy. Machlokes Rishayim. If it's a lav on the goy, and there's more than Shechem Mitzvah Ben Necher, there's a Necher one, Kol Ben Necher, he chayiv misa for it. Or no, it's a din on the yid. The yid shouldn't feed the goy. So then you have to know why he was chayiv misa. There's a lot of Torah in the Achroyim, and why this goy was chayiv misa. Maybe because of Gedel, he stole from the Chabura, that he was part of the Karban Pesach. There's a lot of Torah in the Achroinim about that. But I want to start on the other Chelak of it. Frech Tois over there. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Memesira was in Netzivin. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda Memesira, Ato ben Netzivin, Umetzudos Chaprusel Yerushalayim, your Metzudos all the way out to Yerushalayim. How did you pull it off? Frech Tois, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda Memesira be Oil Rebbe? And you're bringing a carbon pizza. So let him, how come there's a Tosis? He didn't have Karka. And whoever doesn't have Karka is potter from Oil Rebbe or potter from carbon pizza. His Kashas on this is right. It's not like that. It says a ger. Ger. The chiyogrit from ger is chayiv in carbon pesach. A ger doesn't have karka. How do you have a riboy that a ger is chayiv in carbon pesach? A ger doesn't have karka. Karka never to throw it. Doesn't have karka. Might the shaykh a ger to have karka? He could yarshin karka from his son. How does his son have chelik? The ben ger. There it is. His wife, his Jewish wife, yarshin something from her father. And even if Yerusha's Baal is the Rabban, but then she died, the son got it, and then the son died, he got it from his son. So, you work it out. A ger can have karka. Over, if you go with this, you say, if you don't have karka, you put it from carbon paper. So there's a famous kasha that Chassam Sofer asked, and I'm trying to get cheshbon. Chassam Sofer brings a famous kasha in Shuvah from Rav David Deitch. Rav Elezer says, Machshirei mitzvah doicha Shabbos. Machshirei milo, Machshirei pesach, Machshirei mazoicha Shabbos. But by tzitzis and mezuzah not, because biyodei lahafkiroi. Tzitzis and mezuzah, you're not doing for Shabbos, because you have biyodei lahafkiroi, you're after your house, you're after the beggar, then you're not mechuyev. And when it's biyodei lahafkiroi, it's not doing for Shabbos. So Frech, Rav David Deitch, why is carbon paste not doing for Shabbos? It's biyodei lahafkiroi, everyone should be mafkir their karka. And then it's ain like karka, misha ain like karka. It's potter from carbon paste. Misha ain like karka. Why don't you say Fiyodi Lafkirut? So there's a lot of Torah, why not? Some say Aimle Karka is only a p'tur that you're not going to go up to Yerushalayim. I thought if you're in Yerushalayim, Michai, it's only a p'tur Lawis. That also answers Ger. You have a Ger who's in Yerushalayim. But there's a Zashayim. So I brought down that maybe this was the suffix of the B'nai B'Seira. The reason the B'nai B'Seira when Mesupik, maybe Karban Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos, is because they said to themselves, V'yadi Lafkiroi! And Misha Emli Karaka Potter! Who says it should be Doicha? V'yadi Lafkiroi! So Kana Dovraton, I want to say like this. There's a famous Shaila, Toysus asks in Kedushin, Taflamet Zayin, why did Klal Yisrael not be Makar of a Karban Pesach all the 39 years in the Midbar? Only that first year in the Midbar they were Makar of a Karban Pesach. Memonishev, if Karban Pesach is only going after the enter Eretz Yisrael, so they shouldn't have been born that first year. And if Karban Pesach is not even before they entered Eretz Yisrael, why weren't they Makar of Karban Pesach all those years? So Tosfos says they weren't Mohol. They didn't have a Bris Milah because there was no Ruach Tzfonis. They couldn't do Bris Milah, so they were potter off Tarelim. That's what a Stipler in Birchas Peretz, he says, and in Kedushin also, I think he says, that first year, the Yidden that were in the Midbar, they were promised that they're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. They were promised they're going to go enter Eretz Yisrael. So they have Karka. That's the door that's supposed to be going into Eretz Yisrael. They're Yeshlehem Karka. But then came the Chet Meragim, and it was Mishadish that they're going to all die in the Midbar, and the next door is going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So they suddenly became Ein Lehem Karka. They bowed to Ein Lehem Karka, so they're potter from Karban Pesach. That's the spikes. So the reason they were potter from Karban Pesach all the other years in the Midbar is the Psor of Misha Ein Lehem Karka. Zogach HaZoy. That first year that they were in the Midbar, why are they Yachai? Because they're the door that's awesome to go into Eretz Yisrael, and that's called Yeshlan Karka. But they can't be Matkarit, they don't even have it yet. It's a chiddush that the fact that they're awesome to go into Eretz Yisrael is they're considered Yeshlan Karka niks. But they can't be Matkarit Karka. So you don't have Rav David Deitch's Einfall that they should be Matkarit Karka. So that's the pshat in the B'nai B'Seira. The reason they were Mesupik that maybe Karban Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos is because they held that maybe we should do the patent of Rav David Deitch, that we should be mafkir the karka and a mela, you don't have karka, mela, you potter. We ask, but they should have known that it's not true because Mezetach said that first year in the Midbar, Pesach was Doicha Shabbos. Yeah, Pesach that year was Doicha Shabbos because they had karka laws, which is they weren't able to be mafkir. Varayim in Eubay, the other 38 years they tackled laws to karka, they tackled weren't mafkir karka Pesach. But it wasn't the Yodam lahafkir. That was Epshir, why the B'nai B'Seira on one hand, well, Mesupik, even though on the other hand, they knew that the Misha Engle Karka, they knew that the, in the Dorah, in the Pesach Midbar, it was Chal and Shabbos. Good. What was going on? No, al is a much weaker lashon. Al is talking like, you know, it's a lower lashon. So al koichel mimenu no.